Now, what is a primary health centre and what is its function? It's surprising this question has not even been asked once in the last year or two, considering the needless turf war that has existed in regards to the redevelopment of the Oras Padraig site in Killarney. A dispute that completely blindsided many involved and led to a real possibility of Killarney rejecting €16 million in targeted funding due to it being tied to specific rules and plans that show a high socio-economic return. Funding that any other town would bite your hand off to receive. Not one journalist thought to investigate the role of a primary healthcare centre or visit current community nursing or the intervention or other cramped healthcare facilities that are scattered around the town or further afield in Tralee or Cork, causing unnecessarily and difficult travel for people whose comfort is a necessity component in their care. I'm a father of a child with complex medical needs who turns 10 this year in April. I have 10 years of experience of navigating the health system, both locally and nationally. It's not always a pretty picture, especially when it's mixed with politics, most notably parish pump politics. I do know one thing more than anything, and that is those with a disability are the voiceless. As a father, it's my civic duty to speak out about this and the whole sorry saga, which in my humble opinion has been led by fear and mistrust and shown the voiceless are being cast aside yet again. On behalf of my daughter Alexis, I ask that the rhetoric of the Oras Padraig is for the people of Killarney to be immediately dropped. It's an insulting phrase that completely dismisses the immediate needs of the most vulnerable in our society. As the long wait for a modern and necessary primary care centre continues, we ask that councillors act in a more proactive rather than reactive way. If half the energy devoted to the story was invested in the needs such centre in our town, we'd all be smiling. That's a little bit of a letter sent by Steve O'Mahony, the father of Alexis, to us here in Radio Kerry in relation to his frustration at the long saga to try and deliver a primary healthcare centre for the town. I spoke to him and first of all asked him about his frustration and where he wants things to go now.
Essentially, yes. And I think when you mentioned it's not only the powers that be, I think all of us really should collectively, people of Killarney, take responsibility for this. I think with the whole Oras Padraig side that we really took our eye off the ball and failed to see the bigger picture. Even there was a lot of stuff I didn't even think about it. And yesterday in a WhatsApp group where people from with children, stuff with disability, a lot of points were being made, even in terms of, look, it's about getting all these services under one roof. In terms of, let's say, a lot of children, they're not comfortable always going into hospital environments, but having a primary care centre in your local town with all services, whether it's dental, hearing and so forth, under one roof, it makes a big difference from children. And we were kind of disappointed that in the whole furore over the Oras Padraig site, whether it be councillors or the local population who have been
with their objections
over the years. Didn't really see much in terms of the what is it that a primary care centre provides, the services it provides. I mean, I personally, I think if it was explained the difference that that does to whether it's elderly, disability, or people that might just need to pop in once or twice with a newborn baby, because those centres are well planned and they make it. I know personally those kind of centres, I've been to ones, for example, in Ballincollig and stuff, outside Cork. And I mean, this building, and that one in Ballincollig is right in the town also. And like, it's second to none. They're designed around medical needs. And also, I would say that let's say someone like the HSE coming in and providing a primary care health centre, I never would see it as a them versus us, which is essentially what the whole Oras Padraig thing was about. Why are we handing this over to them?
It was
still half the site. It was still, you know, the room for a theatre and community meeting rooms and all that people of Killarney wanted. But I never, ever see it as them versus us in any health facility. It's a health facility that's essentially for the people of the town, and it's future-proofing the need for those facilities. So we were kind of disappointed that there was no real discussion about the need for one and what they provide. And it was...
And look, you put your finger on something there, Stephen. Maybe it's something that we in the media fell down on as well when it comes to this. It's that, and maybe it's partly to do with the design of the system. It's when you do public consultation, it's always very, the people who are likely to be more motivated to contribute to that are people who are against something. And it's easier to say why something shouldn't go ahead than perhaps maybe why, you know, let's say what has been lost now by the fact that this isn't going ahead, whether it's the 47 million euro in funding, the Urban Regeneration Fund, or whether it's the fact that the services aren't in place and what that will do. It should have been a better job explained that actually this is exactly what we're going to be losing here as members of the public, in terms of it pushes this off for years, perhaps, and it makes the funding, because of that, the funding will not be there in the future. You'll have to start with a brand new submission, as the council said, when the executive warned when the councillors rejected it, ultimately.
Exactly, yes. And let's, from my point of view, something like this, to be honest, public submissions and stuff, most people are probably indifferent. They're busy, they get on with their own lives, and the people that do make a submission are usually people that are against something. And of course, that's democracy, and is very, very important. But I feel, in a way, I have been talking to people, even I was asking a few people in Tralee and stuff, and in Killorglin I heard a few noises of, even from councillors and stuff from that area, going, wow, turning down this specific targeted funding for regenerating a site like this. And let's be honest, the building that is there is completely unsuitable for very little, definitely not healthcare anyway. I know that for a fact. So I just hope in the long run that we, you know, that a gift horse hasn't turned into a more a Trojan horse or something, because since the second vote and this was turned down, I do feel that there hasn't really been any more talk about the need of there hasn't been any talk at all about the need in Killarney for a primary healthcare centre. You mentioned there back early days in the Reeks, and I know for a fact there was one or two other sites within Killarney town in the town centre that were looked at. I know that from speaking to people within the HSE, and they were advanced enough. They never went to planning or anything, and they were right in the town centre. And then this came along. I was under the impression that to make a socioeconomic return on this, that something that to get this money, you needed to show that, look, this project is viable. And that's why the marriage of, let's say, an arts theatre centre and alongside a health centre was actually... Personally, I thought it was a great idea, because you have a tenant on the site
that keeps the whole thing and keeps the whole show going.
The logistics and the site itself, rather than what I'm speaking about in terms of a primary healthcare centre. But I think if we're a bit more vocal now in terms of the need for a primary healthcare centre, as they were in rejecting the plans that were in place, and also the local media, I thought it was completely one-sided. It wasn't balanced in terms of, it got fairly heated. It took me this long to write this letter, because I would actually stood back. I was observing, and I couldn't understand it at all, to a certain extent, you know.
Could you understand the arguments against it from the point of view of some people saying, look, yes, money, yes, our project is vacant, yes, we need a primary care centre. But at the same time, there was a feeling from some of the councillors, but some members of the wider public who got engaged in this, that this was being forced upon us. It was presented as a fait accompli. The HSE said there, and that argument from people saying, look, the HSE has plenty of land in which to put a primary care centre, which would still be in the town boundaries. Why isn't that being used instead of the Oros Padraig Centre? I understand those arguments.
Yeah, I absolutely, totally understand it. Again, that's democracy. It's not always something I may agree with it. I could be wrong. I've noticed, let's say, and again, talking to people there in the local special schools and stuff, in WhatsApp groups over the last few years, you're going let's say with a child with disability, it's a big thing. Let's say to take them, I could be going to Ballincollig in Cork. I could be going to Tralee, to the building there across from the railway station for hearing services. These are normal, yeah. Basic. It's not complicated stuff. But if you take a child with extra complex care, that's a day out. And normally, besides the whole travel thing, going into that scenario, let's say if that building was on the Áras Pádraic, we would make that day out a social occasion for the child. We would, yeah, organize going into, it might be just sitting in a coffee shop for half an, yeah, hour, but it, yeah, takes the whole medical need out of it. Primary health care centers that are totally out of town or in the edge of town. Again, I've been, even in hospitals, we go to Dublin, we go to Temple Street a lot. It's, yeah, family, and you know the area. Whereas there's other sites such as we go to outreach services out in Connolly and stuff, which is, yeah, great in terms of travel. Yet you're going there, you're doing your business, and you're going straight out there because you're not in a vibrant town centre, a vibrant,
yeah,
town.
Yeah.
And what I have seen in places in Tralee and Kinmare and Ballincollig and other places around that we need to travel to for local specialised services, sorry, not even specialised, basic services, that, you know, those ones that are in the town centres, once, you know, the building is okay, the parking is okay, this and that, that it becomes... It's good for the area. I think it is good for the area. It increases footfall and it's good for, like I say, little coffee shops and all that. And it makes people who, I, like I said in the letter, the voiceless, it makes it gets them comfortable. It gives them that day out and it makes it just like you and me going downtown at lunchtime. You could be, oh, I'm going to meet you, Jerry, and we'll talk about that, but we'll have it over. It makes it more part of the community. And I don't think, I thought maybe people, especially services such as, like, we'd be involved a lot with let's say John of God's Enable Ireland, all these services in early intervention, it makes it like those services are cramped in small buildings. They're scattered here and there, but you have a central location, everything under one roof, whereas you can go to one room to do one thing. And then I might be dropping files into another room, having a meeting with a consultant in another room. These are the things that go on in these buildings. I thought it would have been, I thought it was a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I look, now we're in a situation whereby the HC are back to square one, saying they know there's a need for a primary care centre in Killarney, but they're embarking, this is November, they said they're embarking on a new feasibility study, which, you know, the start of a very long
process
and increasingly frustrated road. There's already criticism in the HC about the lack of movement on even the housing side of it and lands at St. Finian's. That'll give you an idea of how long it takes for things that are even an emergency to get done.
Exactly.
So that adds to your frustration.
It does. And I know for a fact from speaking to people in the powers that be in Dublin and stuff, they are indifferent to where a primary care centre is located. Once they're happy that it's located and it can provide the services where it's there, it makes no difference to them. They're not, what I'm trying to say is they're not creeping in trying to take something from us. We're going to take this Áras Pádraic site from anybody. They're not doing that. They're indifferent to the local, I don't know what
considerations and needs.
It became more about land rather than the needs of what should be in there. And personally, I think it was mentioned about the Friars who handed over that building many years ago.
Yeah.
The services that is provided to it within primary care centres, I think that would have got their blessing, to be honest, alongside a theatre and community meeting rooms. And look, I'm involved myself locally in music and stuff. That was a fantastic idea. The people of Killarney said that's what they wanted and that was going to be there. I'm not sure is it sustainable to have a bigger theatre there at all. I'm not sure that's sustainable.
Yeah. Okay. Look, what would you like to happen now, Steve, with it? A sense of urgency be brought back into it
exactly
by everyone involved.
That's the main thing. Like I said, the pens have gone dry. About the Áras Pádraig site, we don't really hear much in terms of primary care health centre, but the energy that was put into dismissing that site, and let's be honest, it needs to be pointed out, the councillors voted for that. They voted for the healthcare centre, and then due to technicalities, again, they had to vote again, which was correct. But the second time, it was a more reactive, and they voted against it. And I know, look, they need to look after their votes and the people they represent. But even that itself was said a lot. But definitely, it's like you say, it's the urgency to get a primary care centre. It's not going to happen tomorrow, like anything. It's not. But like you said, we're right back at the start. And hopefully engage more, and maybe more local media, engage more with local services, where it, John of God's, Enable Ireland, HSE, community nursing, all this kind of stuff. Because there, I do know from being involved in 10 years, there's a lot of stuff that goes on that is necessary within planning medical centres and the medical needs that the general public may not fully grasp. And that's why things can be frustratingly slow.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Steve. Look, good point. And thanks very much for getting in touch. And we'll see what the response is to your call for urgency. But thanks for telling us your story and your view on it this morning.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Jerry. Okay.
Steve O'Mahony there, talking about the frustration being felt by parents with kids with health needs and special needs in terms of the lack of vision of a primary care centre. Do you agree with what he's saying?